Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely some designers that I want to be able to support or whatever. Shout out to everybody joining on the show. I have a technical difficulty. But it's designers that I don't mind supporting. But in my opinion, you know what I mean? They just want to keep you guys oppressed. They want to, you know what I mean? The same way with Jordans. They want you to kill each other just so you can have these labels and you feel better about yourself. But there's so many other things that you can do to feel better about yourself. Get close to your faith, get close to your family, or close to people that care about you, you know what I mean? Stay away from people who you got to impress. Like, that's just some bullshit. But we'll get into that a little bit later. I want to open up the line of an amazing life coach, actress, as well as professionals. No stranger to Philly Shine Radio. Welcome back, Rolanda Michelle. She's also the sponsor, one of the sponsors for the Wake This Thursday.
Hi,
Love Lockdown. Yeah, Rolanda Michelle. Say
Rolanda Michelle.
I know. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Really good. Sitting over here with my co-host, Melissa. I don't think you ever met Melissa. Well, Melissa, Rolanda, Melissa.
Hey, love.
How you doing?
It's like a delay.
No, it's just a
delay. Okay.
Yeah, we get like two, 3 seconds delay or whatever. But I wanted you to call in because, yeah, you know, we're gonna be promoting your book, you know what I mean, A Journey to You, this Thursday. But I really wanted to get some of your pointers on certain people in Valentine's Day and like what did you think about it from a life coach perspective, you know what I mean, and even. You know, because people get so much, like, we're even talking about how, you know, the labels, they give you pressure. Like, when it's holidays, you get even
more
pressure. You know what I mean? Like,
to buy the best,
to make somebody happy. To, you know what I mean, please them. Like, what do you say to even, what is your perspective on the Valentine's Day holiday and everything?
Well, I'm just going to say this, that you can't make anybody happy. They got to be happy themselves. So that's the problem. A lot of the times people are looking outside of themselves to find that happiness when nobody ever going to be able to make you happy. And you shouldn't even allow somebody to have that much control over your happiness in your life that, you know, you need somebody else to validate who you are as a human being. But Valentine's Day, it's cute, it's sweet, you know. I mean, hey, just work out after you eat all that chocolate or whatever, you know.
Work that thing out.
You know what
I mean? But 2 days,
wow.
Yeah, listen, but even for me, it's like you know, my mother, you know, even though we grew up Muslim, my mother never let us feel left out. You know what I mean? When it was other holidays going on, like it was that's the one thing I do accept, that it was still like, you know, certain love, you know, attached to different holidays, even though it wasn't like pressure to God to do every single thing, you know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
I have a bit different perspective about there's no pressure, like it's all love, like, you know what I mean? Something that you can enjoy with your family makes somebody so special.
It doesn't always have to be a male, female. It could be, you know, you may want to buy your
brother,
son
sister.
Something, or your brother, sister, or your mom something, you know. Valentine's is just, you know, a day of like love, basically.
Yeah,
but it should always be like that all year round, you know what I mean? Not just
well,
like
on
Valentine's Day, but it's highlighted that day.
Well, I don't speak to nobody who don't make me feel loved. So.
listen, Valentine's Day
is
supposed to be romantic, you know, like, you know, that's a romantic love type of thing. And I see now they got this Galentine gifts that they having out there. They're just marketing it up so you can spend more and more in Galentine's. So, like, your girlfriend, you know, not like girlfriend, but, you know, like your buddy girlfriend. You like, if y'all both single, y'all can give each other stuff so y'all don't feel left out. But my thing is that when it comes down to Valentine's Day, if you love somebody, you tell them you love them every single day of the year because you never know what might be the last time that you talk to that person. Something can happen to you. Something can happen to them. And so, like, you shouldn't just wait till, oh, Valentine's Day, birthday, Christmas, whatever holiday it is. And, you know, I know, Walia, about how, you know, you grew up. I was right there. So I understand that, you know, the only thing is that the love should be there regardless of whatever
real
it is.
Real names being dropped.
I know, Walia.
Real names being dropped.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all right.
Cut that out. I know when people call me Wildlia.
That means they really know something.
They know you.
They either got beat up by me or they know me. But she knows.
Well, I ain't get beat up by you. I just know you was bad.
No, no, no. She's like, let's watch that.
Oh, no, definitely not her. Please. This is my, this is like my guardian angel. I love you.
Michelle, is your book going to be on Amazon or...
So my book right now that I'm going to be selling, I'm going to be selling hard copies at and autographed hard copies at the event on Thursday. I'm actually in the process of, Anna's could tell you that I'm working on like five different things that are getting ready to drop in this year. Like, you know, so it's kind of like I have my second edition to be coming out sometime this year too, and that one will be on Amazon because I decided to open up my own publishing company, so I'll be publishing my book, other people's books, and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, we need that book, too.
I'm writing a book,
congratulations
too.
Congratulations on everything that you have going on. That's amazing.
Thank you. It's crazy, though. I mean, I don't get no sleep.
Well, that's how it is. I mean, you're doing something you love to do. That's what's important.
I want you to stay on because that's another thing I wanted to talk about is, like, people who don't get any sleep because I feel like, you know, so much that people, and that goes into the same stresses of what I was saying earlier. Like, you feel so much pressure to get a lot of things done. Like, sleep is amazing. We are not robots. Like, we need some rest. Like, I learned that when I was 19, too. I swear when I was 19, I was like, damn, this is my last year being a teenager. I'll be an adult. I remember when I was 19, I need to stop overthinking everything. You know what I mean? I need to overthink things and start relaxing. And even for me,
I need to do that now.
Yeah, I had to really relax myself to like get some sleep because I used to be real bad. Like I used to be real bad. I would never ever sleep, but I just started masturbating.
Did that help you?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, right? But that's one of my other businesses. But we go there another time. But
that's your business. Look how our business is.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that.
Let's talk about female orgasms.
But yeah, okay. So we have to come back for another time for that one because you know that's a whole different other story right there that should be dropping in about the next few months. But when it comes down to sleeping, all right, Einstein only slept like an hour a day, and Einstein's brain is one of the most magnificent brains that have ever been saw in science as far as how much brain power he actually used as opposed to everybody else. So sleep is relative. Huh? You said what?
I said, how old was he when he died, though?
He was an old man. Like, I mean, he was an old man out here getting these young chicks, so he was all right, you know. My thing is that sleep is relative, and it's not necessarily how much you get is how well you sleep, and sometimes like you can be laying in the bed. I've noticed that sometimes I can lay in the bed all day and I'm exhausted, but I might lay down for maybe 4 or 5 hours and get up like, oh, I'm really refreshed or whatever like that. And it's like you got to make sure that you know,
unplug. 5 hours,
that's
sweet. 5 hours, that's a good net.
He was 76 when he died, so he was all right.
That's old.
I just looked that up. Yeah, he was all right.
I did, because I was like, yeah, how old was he? I know he was an older dude. I didn't know how old he was. I knew he wasn't, like, in his 90s.
He didn't even get no sleep. Wow.
Thought as though sleep was a waste of time, and I feel like sleep is good for your body. You need to relax. You need to, and a lot of the times people think that they laying in the bed and they not really sleeping. Like, I got this Garmin thing, like, you know, it's like a Fitbit or whatever, and it's like my measures of my sleep and stuff. And then I may sit there, look at the joint, and might say, oh, you were sleeping for 10 hours, but only 45 minutes was deep sleep. Then I wasn't no sleep. Like, I was just rolling in the bed, half-free.
these devices top notch. They know.
I know. They know what you're on. How do they know how much? That's amazing.
It was deep sleep. That sleep was not.
Because that thing
device.
Is like the REM sleep. The REM sleep is like put you in like a different state.
Yeah,
like
it puts your body in a different. Yeah, it puts your body in a different type of mode. Your breathing is different and everything like that. So it can measure all this stuff.
Brains and stuff, brain. I like it a lot.
Yeah, because I know they have said that, so I know it's like different waves and stuff like that that your brain goes into. And if you get that sleep, even if it's an hour, that's still good. Trust me.
But it is good, and a lot of the time we don't get good sleep, and also like I said, I'll be up a lot of times, but you know, and I travel too. You know, for working and stuff, going from coast to coast sometimes. I'm home. I've been home for a couple of months, so, you know, I could knock on wood. I'll probably be back on a plane come next month. But,
before I let you go, Rolanda, Michelle, make sure you talk about your website as well as the best way a person can contact you, because I know you like to do a lot of things, so why not take on more clients? Because even... You know, as well as being, you know, somebody I've known for so long, she helped me about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Which is really telling you, like, you know, honest, like, Malia, slow down. Like, you know what I mean? And think about, you know, your priorities and what you really want to do. And, you know, you helped me out so much. And your book is very, very amazing. Like,
I think that's really good, because a lot of people don't know what they want to do. Sorry to cut you off, Michelle.
Oh, no. That's no problem, Well, the book is about, the book is about breaking up, and it's called Breaking Up, A Journey to You. And it's really about you, when you're in the middle of a relationship and you're trying to figure out should you stay in it or should you go, and also what should you do once you figure out you should go. Because a lot of the times what happens when we have these breakups with people is be bitter. And the reason why it's bitter is because you stay too long. You know what I mean? And you knew
that's
you should have left. And you got it. And part of it is getting over that fear of leaving, you know, the relationship and what's the unknown. Because all of us are fear of, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, back in the day, they used to say a half a man is better than no man at all. Like, you know, and a lot of us, even though we might not say it. Yeah, but look, but a lot of, listen to this, though. A lot of us, we may not say it. You might say it's stupid, but how many times have we stayed in a bad relationship, but we know we should have been out of it? It's the same difference.
That's true.
You know, that's another reason why I still wanted you to come into the show, too.
And then I feel like it's so many men. Like, if you think about your selection, right, not that to downplay the gay community for that, but I went to, like, this event or whatever, and I didn't realize how much gay men it is. So if you took away, like, all the gay men that's not available to us, they took away all the men that's incarcerated, it's like, damn, what the hell are we left with? Like, hold up.
But no, it's not that sad. But I feel like if you choose to get locked up or you choose to be gay, that's on you. You're not going to be getting no pussy and, you know, making a woman happy. That's big sex.
It's not about being gay or
it's
just
like
it's
not options.
So you deal
with the crappy men. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm gonna say why I'm getting ready to hurt everybody's feelings, because you know I'm a black female, right? And you know, and I know a lot of brothers is not gonna like what I say. The reason why black females are so limited is because we always looking at black dudes. It's other kind of guys out here, babies, that will appreciate you. Okay, you don't have to say, wait for some black men to come and rescue you. There are other guys out there, you know? And guess what? That's why black men are successful in their relationships. Is because they don't necessarily, all of them don't necessarily look for a black woman. They just looking for a woman that they can get along with. And that's what we need to be looking at. Instead of just saying, oh, well, I'm just trying to find me my king. Your king might be white. Who knows? He might be Irish. You know, just figure it out.
Well, if I was to ever meet an Irish guy with a, you know, and, he made me happy, it would be happiness, you know what I mean? But I just feel like even to shout out your book, you know what I mean? It made me know that, like, even though I was with somebody that I thought was the love of my life, I knew it was, like, toxic, and I didn't want it to get bitter because I cared about him as a person. I just said happy birthday to him the other day, and we haven't messed around in over 5 years, you know what I mean? So I kept it, you know what I mean, you keep it cordial. When you,
mm-hmm.
you keep it cordial with people, you appreciate them up until you don't feel appreciated, and you just let them go. Like, I'm not going to deal with anybody that's not appreciating me.
And some
well,
men,
and that's good, but I'm going to say it like this. When I break up, I break up. So, like, you know, only one they...
So you the scorched earth type, you going to...
Like, you cut it off.
You talking about his mom.
I mean, what's the reason why I'm going to keep you in a... Okay, unless we have some kids together, we, you know, we build a life together. Like, you know, with your ex-husband, you might want to get in contact with or something like that. That's different. But, you know, like, but when you're talking about, like...
I don't speak to my ex-husband. That's another thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but, you know, like, your ex-husband or something like that you might want to talk to. But then on the opposite
yeah.
side of that, like, you know, if you have kids with somebody you have to talk to. But it was just somebody y'all was dealing with. Like, you know, I was engaged. My second fiancé, I don't talk to my second fiancé at all. Like, I mean, not at all. I blocked his number, so I don't know if he ever called me. I think he did call my business phone before. I mean, it's over.
That's true, because we don't know how to break out and we still stick in it. It's like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Because,
like,
exactly,
yeah,
because
like,
just think about
up.
This.
No.
I'm going to ask you all this question.
Like,
I'm going to ask you this one question. Let me ask you this question. If you are in a relationship, right, and you like this dude, and he's still, you know, friendly and conversing with his ex, and he's like, oh, ain't that, that's going to make you feel some type of way. You might not even give that person your all because you might feel as though that, you know, something is going on. Trust and believe men feel the same way. So if you're sitting there holding on to something that is not good for you, how do you want to grab something else if your hand is already full? Let that shit go. I mean, let that go.
I'm not saying that, you know what I mean? You got to be like, oh, no, I'm just on the phone with my ex. You know, it's 6 p.m., you know what I mean, Thursday, whatever. Fuck no. Hell no. No. you don't have those types of things. But if it's your birthday,
but if you got business.
Your friends, happy birthday. You know what I mean? Or if y'all have business or you still want to support their business,
yeah.
I'm going to still send you referrals. I don't care if we broke up. I'll still send you referrals.
I mean, that's business, though. Business is business. Like, I can hire my family member, but that don't mean I'm not going to invite them over for Thanksgiving dinner. It don't matter. I mean, that's something totally separate. Business is business. Getting your checks is checks. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
we're talking about somebody messing with. We're talking about relationships.
But my hours are from 9 to 5. You don't get to call me at 10 o'clock at night. Hey, what's up? How you doing? No. You don't get that. You know what I mean? You call me business hours for business. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you don't. You know.
Right.
But all that. You know, in the nighttime and it causes a lot of problems. It causes a lot of. And I'm speaking from, you know, experience that, you know. One of my exes I was trying to be nice to, but the person I was with, you know, felt some type of way. And I'm like, nothing's going on. And he could not imagine that nothing was going on. And here we are 10 years later when me and him, like, me and that ex talked again. And he was asked me about, you know, and it was my kid's father. And I was like, I told you I was never getting back with him.
Not the names again.
I said my kid's father. You know what I mean?
You
I had two kids, two fathers, you know what I mean? So I'm saying I said, yeah, pick one, right? And I said that, you know, I told you I was never getting back with him, and I didn't, you know what I mean? But you could tell him at that moment that I wasn't, because I was trying to be friendly and trying to keep something together instead of keeping it strictly business about the kids. You know what I mean?
And that's the problem. That's the problem that people have nowadays, because, like, if it's somebody that's going to be in your life forever, like somebody that you have children with, get the fuck over it. We're going to have conversations because we have kids together.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You have kids.
And if you
but we was having, like, ha-ha-ha, friendly conversations. It wasn't always business. You know what I'm saying? But you know what?
But
you don't need to be my,
like,
I don't need to be your friend, though.
You want
to
be friends.
Yeah.
Why not? That's bullshit.
I mean, not
why
like,
not
I'm not saying, I'm not
but
saying you can't be friendly.
Intimidated by it.
Well, I got to duck that partner.
But
partner
I'm not saying you
it.
Can't be friendly. This is what I'm saying. It's a difference between friendly and friends. Because my thing is about being friends, like, okay, you know, me and you cool. So
we're
I told
friends,
you some little
yeah.
things about my situations and stuff like that. So you know about my situation.
Oh, no,
but then sometimes, you know, people get upset because they start talking about their new person to their old person.
That's how you fucked it all up. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. That's you don't do that. You don't talk about your new person to your old person. That's bullshit. Especially not negatively. You don't talk about them negatively because that's the same way like your friends. Like your friends are not going to want you to talk to somebody who their rival is in a negative way because that means you're taking my rival's place. Like people don't know how to play the middle. Now that's in the, you got to play the middle right. You don't cross the line. You know what I mean?
I'm not a middle person. I'm a black and white person. I don't play gray. Either we cool or we not. Either it's business or it's not. And I'm not because I'm gonna tell you what happened in the gray. People get hurt in the gray.
So you think? But it's not in the gray. It's not in the gray. I'm saying, like, seriously, if you're talking to your baby father about your current boyfriend in a negative way, that's bullshit. That's what I was saying.
I wasn't. I'm just saying that either being friendly with that person.
You know what I said? Let me bring you back to the book.
I'm gonna tell you what the book is about. Okay, the book is telling you. I'm gonna tell you this: that if you take anything that is supposed to be in the confines of your relationship, it's cheating. So that doesn't mean that y'all had to talk about your ex, but any type of intimacy that you share with your old boyfriend, as opposed to the new person that you're with, you're wrong. So that's why I'm saying like you don't have those kind of conversations because that intimacy should be with the person that you with.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you say, hey, how's the kids doing? How's the grades? That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I agree with that.
Well, yeah, that's it. You keep it. You keep